Welcome back to Radio Culture Night here. And in front of me now, I have members of the Axis in Ballymun, and I'm going to be talking now to Emma. Hello, Emma, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me all right?
I can indeed.
Okay, tell me about the group now.
Well, basically, we've been working over the last couple of years with a number of young people in Ballymun. Ballymun's kind of well known as an area where young people are really talented around music and songwriting. So what we're bringing here tonight are about 15 to 20 young people who've been involved in various music projects over the past year. One was a cross-border project, and then the other one was a music video project. And they've come together for the last month, and they're going to be presenting some of their best work over the past year. Plus, they've been working on a brand new piece, especially for Culture Night. And it's around the celebration of youth, isn't it?
Yeah.
And where are they going to be tonight now? 7
literally
to
about 100 yards down the road from your station here, literally at Cow's Lane on an outdoor stage. So I think this is your first outdoor event, isn't it? Yeah, so, really looking forward to it, so it should be great.
Okay, now, when the kids get involved in it, do they come with something themselves, or are they trained, or do you develop what they have maybe they come with?
I suppose Axis is an arts centre based in Ballymun, and there'll be a lot of kind of skill in-house, but what we tend to do is hire different artists that kind of come in and work. So on this project, we would have had Dean Scurry, who is a rap artist, and Elaine Harrington, who's a rap artist, and also Colm Quirney, and he is a music producer and kind of more into songwriting and ballads. So together, that was kind of the team with myself to work with them all so that people could kind of get one-to-one time with the artists and develop their own songwriting. But a lot of them come with a lot of natural talent, and what I like about this project is that we have people who are doing rapping, people who are more into traditional music and barons, people into hip-hop, with people into spoken words, some people who are fantastic singers, some people who aren't, and so trying to get them to work together and gel and come up with a piece that really works.
There's a great example of it actually a couple of months ago on a Saturday afternoon there where Colin was organising that, and you had some great artists on that day. I remember talking to some of the lads and the rappers, and some of them going over to America and all that sort
of thing. Yeah, it's been a real exciting year, I think, for Ballymun and for
a great amount
people.
Of cross-culturalisation with the music.
Yeah, like the last 6 months we've been up in Northern Ireland, up in Omagh, doing a cross-border. So these lads here would have travelled up to Omagh to do some workshops, and the Omagh people would have come on down, and we would have had two big showcases in local theatres in the last year as well. Axis and young people have been over to South Africa, over to Cape Town. They've been to New York with the Hypnose project. So it's an exciting time for the arts and stuff in Ballymun, and for young people in particular.
And the age group, what do they range from?
The youngest is 14 and then the oldest is 23, so pushing the young person category at 23. Okay. So a really nice mix, so yeah.
Okay, we have Ryan, Keith and Leah, and they're from the project. Hi Leah, how are you? Tell me your favourite thing about the project for you.
Just it gets us more confident in all with our talent and what we can do with it and all. Just like,
what do you do yourself now?
I sing.
Okay. Do you write any stuff yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you play an instrument?
No.
Okay. So who do you collaborate with when you're, I mean, does it all come into your head, the music and all that, and then you just write it down? Or where do you do it?
Like, we just think of stuff and just write it all down. Yeah, play guitar around it and all.
Okay, Brian, tell me what you do.
We rap.
Okay. We're going to get an example of that, are we, in a few minutes?
Yeah, if you want, yeah,
okay.
No problem.
And finally, Ryan and Brian, tell me about what you do.
I rap as well, but I sort of go like towards the guitar rather than instrumental beats. Which get me like, normally rapping is all about a beat put behind it, but when I came to the project, I was sort of at that, but then I just said, try something different, people take notice to it. So I just start rapping towards the guitar and other instruments like a baron.
And music, fusion, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What's the attraction of rap, incidentally, to the extent of...
Well, the way I see it is, the only reason I do it is stuff just that you want to get across from your own head. So I do sort of clear my mind, stuff like that. That's the way I just... It's the way I express myself in ways, just through rapping.
Okay. And you do all the writing yourself as well?
Yeah, I do all the writing myself. Okay. Just wherever it's on your mind, just write about it and it comes from your head, just put the pen to paper.
Are you the same, Brian, yeah?
I'm the same, yeah. Like he said, it's a way to vent whatever feelings you have, you know. If you have any thoughts stuck in your head, get out a pen and the pad and you can spill it on the page, you know, instead of having it bottled up inside, whatever.
Yeah, and of course, if you get two different people, there's a good collaboration there, different emotions and different things coming in as well, yeah.
You know,
can we have an example of something...
just
I don't know what way Emma.
If you want, nothing too serious.
Okay.
You can decide yourself.
Wherever you want. Maybe Emma there has an idea what you're going to do, do you?
I've seen them all, so I know that there's no F's or anything in it, so we're fine. Okay. Lovely selection of stuff, so clean, fire away. Clean, it's a clean one, a clean
it's
one.
All right, it's gone 5 o'clock. Is it going to be a 3 or a 2 or a 1?
Would drum to start something off and I'll drop anything.
Oh, don't worry, man. I'm just going to do one little verse anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I'll drop something. It's no illusion from inclusion to intrusion to overcome my confusion and reach inclusion with my contribution to this distribution. You can see I'm not making a nuisance, and the talent that I'm using you'll find amusing when I'm cruising on the stage. I'm fulfilled with rage or all losing on this page. My corruption undisrupting with destruction. If I tell you to behave, I'm erupting like a tiger from its cage. Now I'm here to say, decipher, let this be play.
Lyrical content is what's important. When I spit rhymes, it's like I'm using me sixth sense. I'm always hell bent to leave a mic with a dent. But do this from the heart, it's not paying the rent. When it does, rappers' rhymes tend to get spent. Usually in the beginning, that's not their intent. That's why I want you to understand what I meant. Each one of me rhymes is worth more than cents. And each time I write another, we gain more strength. A gift from nature, not something you can rent.
That's terrific. It's great stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can you explain to me now why you were talking about the inclusion of the guitar in it? What way it works? Is it sort of a strumming with a basic strum?
Yeah, well, anything like it. Just like in a normal, anybody singing to a guitar, but I just sort of rap to it and you just get the right beat.
You get a melody going and then you get your flow going.
You get the right flow going to the guitar and then you just go with it, like. Okay.
I think everybody that comes to do projects are all at a very different level. Some people are in their bedrooms and rapping and writing for years, and some people have never done anything at all like that. But I think what's important is that people come present whatever they have, and what you tend to find is that very obvious stuff is kind of written in the first few weeks, whether that's about sex or blocks or drugs. And then when you kind of let all that typical stuff kind of happen, then you say, is that really what you want to say, or is there a better quality to your writing? And I suppose that's the artist's job, is to kind of push that. And people, I think, make presumptions that rapping also always has to be with a really heavy hip-hop beat and very serious and negative lyrics. And I suppose what we try and do is say, well, if you had a very nice ballad guitar and melody playing behind, could you also rap? If you had a very soft bower on, could you do a hip-hop beat to it? Can you do a spoken word where you've got no guitar and nothing playing, it's just your voice? And these young people have gotten really, really good at that. So that's not just the typical stuff that they're coming up with, but playing around with their voices and their talent and stuff like that. So that's, I suppose, when kind of great things kind of happen.
Yeah, well, listen to two different ones there. Now, the freshness of it and the innovativeness of it is really terrific to hear. That's what I was interested about, how they work it across with instruments as well, because you were saying... As he was saying, he used a bower on as well, which is great, absolutely great.
And I think the challenge for them as well is that it depends on what the different audience is here. So they would have been really aware that this was a family event, and what content were they presenting? Was it going to be a positive message because it's Dublin Culture Night and their folks was around a celebration of youth? Then again, if you were doing a peer concert, which you've done before, then it might be an over 16s event and you'd have more hardcore lyrics. So I think that's really good training for them as well, as young performers and songwriters, saying, well, who are your audience and what kind of content are you developing? Would that be fair?
Okay, now you're going to do an hour from 7 to 8 and they have a platform set up down there as well. Just getting back to when you come into what you have to do and all, I'd sort of carry on. Did they ever come up with ideas and you sort of go, now hold on a minute, any ballet, any Billy Elliot's in the group, in other words?
I think when young people start, or any of us start to do something new, it's about developing confidence, and that is the most important thing. But I think then, when you get to a stage, like I know this lot here now for about a year, so I feel I can say stuff now, maybe, that I wouldn't have been able to say a year ago. So if I'd be saying, is that the best you can say, Lee? Is that really what you want to say? Is this just Americanized themes, or are these actually your own ideas and thoughts? So I think once you have it a relationship, it's around pushing you but keeping that confidence. But most of these young people now are well able to hear that stuff and they want to be creating really quality stuff.
Well, you get a chance now at the Cultural Night to showcase it. So where are the venues would you have now to showcase the talent that's in there?
Well, we're absolutely blessed. There's very few communities that have their own art centre. So we have Access Ballymun is an art and community resource centre. It's got a 220-seater theatre. We have dance studios, recording studios. So there's constantly people coming in, and not just young people. We would have stuff for older people. We would have special needs groups using the dance studio. We would have up-and-coming bands using the recording studio. So there's an awful lot of stuff happening, and I think having that theatre to perform in is great. And as well, I suppose Axis is kind of a well-known place now. We would get invited to perform at various stuff. Yeah. So, for example, last year we would have been invited to perform at Farm Lee, so that was another outdoor event. So there's always things coming up in Halloween now. Dublin City Council run the largest Halloween festival, and it takes place in Ballymun, and there's going to be a main stage with a headline act, but we would be encouraging local acts and performers to perform then. So there's lots of opportunities. So I think the most important thing is, yes, it's nice to write and have stuff and do projects, mm-hmm. but it's really important to get a chance to show off and be up on stage, yeah. and it takes your work to another level.
Okay, now, you have two groups performing later on down below. So yeah. All in all, how many have you got in the whole group
we
tonight?
We have 19 altogether performing tonight. So they literally would be half, and probably three quarters were involved in that Reinvent project that I mentioned, the cross-border with OMA. And then there would be five or six people from the other Orchestrate project who are performing. Mm. So most of them hadn't met each other before until 4 weeks ago.
And as, I think as Leah hit the nail on the head there when she said that, for instance, it gives you confidence. It's great for that, but also the integration and getting people to work together.
Absolutely.
I
mean,
the things I like the best about is the chance for people to get together, especially with the Reinvent. It was a cross-border programme, so it was good for us to meet together with people from Northern Ireland, you know, and did a good show there.
Okay,
just a little example.
Meet new people as well, like that sing differently and all and rap differently too. Mm-hmm. And like that all comes together, you know.
Okay. Can I ask you, are any of you nervous? Do you ever get nervous?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous now, of course, yeah. The cold sweats, of course.
Yeah. It's okay in here. Do you ever get that when you're performing, I mean?
Yeah, say even a bit more so. You think you'd be okay, and then the crowd starts turning out a little bit, but once you get going, the adrenaline kicks in, it's okay. Mm. Yeah.
I think when you hear that first clap, you get that feeling in your tummy. You can see their faces, even my own when I'm performing. Once you get that first song out of the way. And
does that mean you're
going to
do something now?
I won't do so. I'm stage managing tonight, but there's a little L performer in me too.
So you don't want to do that now, do you?
You're fine.
Okay, sure. What's she like, by the way?
That's great.
She's good.
Okay. We all are. Colin, Emma, Elaine, shout out to all of them, you know.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks very much to all of you for coming in, and I'm sure you're going to have a great night later on down at the end of Cowes Lane there. And the platform is just down the road, so from 7 to 8 there tonight. Thanks very much to you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, and we're going to continue the music, and thanks to Emma and also to Brian, Keith and Leah. And you can catch them between 7 and 8 here in Cowes Lane.